Hey, listen, we're going to continue today because, again, we're in a good place. God has us in a good place. Amen. And it's going to continue. I'm going to ask you to turn with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, and we're going to read we're going to begin at verse number 5 and read down to verse number 13 in Matthew 8. Amen. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 8, verse number 5, reading down to verse number 13. Amen. And the Word of God says, "And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord for that. For the reading of that scripture, amen. Our title today, amen, is Putting the Word to Work.
Right.
Amen, putting the Word to Work. And just real briefly, we understand that where God has been taking us these last couple of weeks, it's time for change and real change and for us to live the life that God wants us to live.
Right.
Period. Really? And we're not going to accept any substitute.
Amen.
We've got to have a defiance in our spirit about that. Amen.
Right.
That I'm going to have what God wants me to have. I'm going to have what Jesus went to the cross to give me. Because how dare I accept anything less?
Mm-hmm.
That has to be in our spirit. You know, Jesus paid the ultimate price for us. We need to receive what he went to the cross to give us. And not accept some watered down version of the world's prosperity, of the world's gifts, of the world's this or that.
Right.
We don't need anything
Amen.
From this world.
That's right.
Our citizenship is in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. We're not of this world. Amen. We are children of the King, and we belong to the kingdom of God.
Right.
Amen. And the kingdom of God is our supply. And so it's too long that we've been taking from the world in different ways.
Amen.
And looking to the world in different ways. And the Lord forgive us, amen. But now God has set us on a better place, amen, on a better track. And that is this. We are getting all that God has for us.
Amen.
Amen. And we're not asking and tiptoeing about it. And we're going to have everything that God says we can have. Amen. Because we are not going to accept anything less.
Amen.
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 Amen. It's just time out for that. Time out for living beneath our privileges.
That's it.
Amen. Amen. It's time out.
Right.
Amen. We're going to honor God. And you know how we're going to honor God? By having a God-honoring life.
Amen.
Amen. And so that's where we are. So God told us, amen, the last 3 weeks, then what? He's given us seed, right?
Right.
Behold, I've given you seed. That's what he said to man after he told him, be fruitful and multiply, have dominion, subdue, amen, and replenish.
Yeah.
Then he said, behold, I've given you seed. And so that's how we are fruitful and we multiply and we subdue and we replenish. How do we do it? By the seed that God's given us.
Amen.
He's given seed to the sower and he promised to multiply the seed sown.
Amen.
And what's the seed? The seed is the Word of God. Amen? So So he's given us seed to sow, and he's given us the word of God. And since he gives seed to the sower, we're sowers. And in Mark it says that the sower sows the word. And how do we sow the word? By speaking the word. Amen. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain. Amen. Amen. We having the same spirit of faith, as it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe.
Therefore we boldly
speak. And therefore we speak. Amen. We can do it boldly too. Amen. Because he has said, so we can
boldly say.
Amen. Glory to God.
All right.
Amen. But we sow the word. We sow the word. How we do it? By speaking it. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Behold, I have given you seed. And that's what he told us. Amen. And then we go out and we sow that word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But we have to have word where? In two places. In our mouth and in our heart. The word is nigh thee. It's even in thy mouth and in thy heart. The word of faith which we preach.
Yeah.
Amen. It's just all word, right? But we don't need a message, right?
Amen.
We just need the word. And that's just the word, right? The word of God is nigh thee. It's even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach.
Yes.
So where we need to have that seed? In our mouth and in our heart. But before we got too happy, God came to us last week and said, yeah, but you need your heart to be transformed.
Right.
Yes.
Because whatever comes out of your mouth must come out of a believing heart.
Yeah.
Amen. Speak to the mountain, right? And say, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea. But do not doubt in your heart, but believe that everything you say shall come to pass, and you will have whatsoever you say.
Yeah.
But some people are just saying some stuff. Mm-hmm. Don't really believe it, just saying it. You can't sprinkle Jesus on mess and just think, it's got to be in you, amen? You really have to have a believing heart.
That's right.
And how is our heart going to get there? It has to be transformed.
Amen.
We saw what the heart of man is. It's evil.
Yeah.
Doeth evil what? Continually.
Continually.
It's deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, God says. Who shall know it? So we need our heart changed. And how does God say we need to change our heart? Through meditating on the word. Thinking about the word deeply. Giving careful consideration to the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. That's why the scripture that Joe Baker read this morning is so appropriate. Amen. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart. Because if the meditations aren't acceptable to God, your words never can be.
Right.
Even if you're just parroting the word of God. I want you to know you can say the word of God, but if the meditations of your heart aren't right, your words aren't acceptable.
Right. That's true.
Jesus.
True.
The words and the meditations have to be acceptable.
Jesus.
So you can't say the word of God, but in your heart you don't like your neighbor. He gets on my nerves.
Jesus.
But then you want to come out there and say, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And Satan goes, he laughs at you. No power. Why? Because what? Words and meditations, right? So we got to change, amen. And we said last week, Lord, let us to say, Lord, transform my heart. Amen. So we're in this process. But now here's the thing, though. So what's God saying to us? Our lives need to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
And we want them changed, don't we?
Yeah.
Who wants better right now? Amen. Yeah, your life is good, but who can stand a little bit better?
Amen.
Who can take a little bit more?
Right.
Or are you filled up?
No.
I can take a little bit more. I can take a little bit better. I don't know about you, amen. I can take a little bit more and a little bit better, amen. Amen. And I'm not being greedy or covetous, amen. I'm being a man of faith because guess what? God, it is his good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Yeah, yeah.
It's his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And so you wanting a little bit more, a little bit better, is right in line with God's will for your life. Amen. Because God wants to overflow your cup and give you the kingdom, amen, and give you all things to enjoy, and give you so that you can have more than enough to meet your needs and then to help somebody else.
Yeah.
Amen? And so that's where we are.
Yeah.
We want better, but how is it going to come? It's not going to come through churchy stuff. It's going to come through the word. Behold, I've given you seed. That seed needs to be in your heart and in your mouth. Your heart needs to be transformed so that your mouth and your heart are not working opposite of one another.
Mm-hmm.
Mm?
Amen.
Right? Mm-hmm. Amen. And so that's what we're learning. These are just like principles, really. But now God's going to start to help us to put the word to work.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Everything, let's do this. Everything that pertains to our life, we find it in the Word of God.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Everything that we need is in the Word of God. God said that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from his mouth.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Not the preacher's mouth.
Jesus.
The preachers. You know, preachers are all well intended. You know that. But sometimes, you know, I can just tell you, hey man, preachers, we, you know, we put our own stuff in there too.
Amen.
And you gotta have a sister. Amen.
Right.
You gotta have a sister, amen. And you gotta sift out the preacher's word from God's word.
Right, right.
Amen.
Right.
And the only word you need to pay attention to is God's word.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But that's how we live, amen, right? By every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And Moses said to the people of God in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 47, he said, the word is your life. Mm-hmm. Amen. The word is your life. And I like what Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 1. He said that through his divine power, amen, that God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And he said that he did it through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory and virtue. So how does he give us all things that pertain to life and godliness? Through the knowledge of him. And where does that knowledge come from? His word. See? And so we have all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that comes through this word. That's why we need the word of God.
Yeah.
You need the word of God. And if we have the word of God, we have all things that pertain to life and godliness. How many believe that?
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
That this word has everything we need for our lives.
Amen.
Amen. So that's where God has us, but we have to put this word to work.
Amen.
Now, every area of our lives, the word speaks to.
Mm-hmm.
Our health, our finances, our families, our community, our work life, everything. Our recreational life.
Yeah.
Everything. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Everything. And so what do we have to do? We have to get this word and put it to work.
Yes.
Because it's just like a tool. You can go to Home Depot today and get the best toolbox, toolkit man ever made. Your house will still be in disrepair if you don't go into that toolbox and start using those tools to fix some stuff. Tools don't fix anything.
Right.
It's the use of the tools that fixes things.
Right.
And this word of God is our tool for living.
Wow.
But if you don't use it,
wow,
then your life is not going to be affected by it. It doesn't matter how many times you come to church and hear the word and all these things and sing your songs. If you do not put the word of God to work in your life, then it will have no effect on your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we have to put the word to work. And so here's the thing that God's going to embark us, take us on. At least right now, come look at it. We just follow God as he goes. Amen.
Right.
But in the next 6 months, God has, I don't know about all that. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
I know about the next 6 seconds. Amen. But this is where God is bringing us, and how he's going to do is up to him. But here's how it's going, amen. That God's going to take us through areas of our lives that matter, and then will show us how to put the word to work in those areas.
Amen.
Come on, somebody,
amen.
Amen. Because this is where we live.
Yeah.
Right. We live with certain things. Amen. We live in the financial realm and in the health realm and in the family realm and right the work realm. But we want to know how to live God's life in those different areas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a word for it, and God said, I'm going to show you how to put the word to work in those areas. Amen? And the first one we want to start with today, glory to God, is health and healing. And this is something that's so important for us. All you got to do is look around. Amen? Everybody here has had a sickness at some point or other in their lives. And everybody here has had someone who's been affected by sickness at one point in their life. And I dare to say that everybody in here right now has someone who's close to them who right now is affected by a sickness or disease in their life right now. So doesn't it seem to you then, with so much of this in common, that we really need to know how to deal with healing and and health? I mean, but how long should we just stand aside and just allow? And I know, listen, we are on the front line. I know you. I know everybody in here praying and fasting and standing on the word and believing. But I also know, too, how difficult that can be. And God knows as well. And guess what he's going to do? He comes to shore up our weaknesses.
Amen. Yes, he does.
Amen. He's coming to shore up our weaknesses. So now, in this area of healing that we're going to talk about in the next few minutes, amen, that we can be better and stronger in these areas so that we can start reversing some stuff.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
How many of you know, amen, you are only a diagnosis away from your whole life changing.
Wow.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Right. We better be prayed up and stored up and get ourselves ready, amen. We better, because otherwise things can change in a jiffy.